Thanks for staying with us. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and in the Unresolved Problems segment today, controlling unruly neighborhoods, hard to do. So now, there's a company called Critical Intervention Services, which can provide you with a private SWAT team to put some heat on the bad guys. Of course, it's controversial. Here's Carlos Harrison with an overview.
Is anybody inside? You have 5 seconds to come out now.
A special category of private guards, highly trained and highly equipped, has evolved to take on tough jobs, such as ridding this apartment complex of drug dealers. And they're developing a partnership with police that helps both the customers and the cops.
Law enforcement shows up after something occurs. We're here to prevent it from ever happening in the beginning. So it's a new concept.
With our demand for private security continuing to grow, the line between private and public police is blurring. Public cops moonlight as private guards. Private guards are hired by the government, all part of the changing ways we protect ourselves and search for peace of mind. In Miami, Carlos Harrison, Fox News.
Joining us now from Clearwater, Florida, is the founder and chief executive of CIS, KC Poland. Was that Rambo there? We saw one of those last shots, a guy with a big cut-off jacket and a cigar, and looked like Schwarzenegger in one of his films. This sounds good, and that was kind of a puff piece and said it was great, but I don't know. I mean, having private security guards heavily armed, running around, confronting the bad guys, couldn't that lead to some trouble that we don't want?
It depends. When you start measuring the trouble that you don't want versus the trouble that you could have versus the trouble that you do have, you need to make the balance. And these people live and die in these neighborhoods every day. They count on this type of intervention to be able to change their lives.
But they count on it from the police. I don't know if they count on it from private people. Has anybody ever been hurt, your guys? Have any of your guys never been hurt?
We've never had any officer injured in the line of duty.
No fights or anything like that?
You do have physical confrontation. But we've never had an officer injured in the line of duty in 6 years.
Really? That's amazing. Yep. Let me just read this to the audience. This is a North Tampa, I guess, housing project you guys went into. In the first 72 hours on the property, the officers reported the following actions. They had logged a total of 26 arrests. They're not cops, by the way. Issued 43 trespass warnings. Removed 60 grams of crack from the streets. Miscellaneous amounts of marijuana, powdered cocaine. Seized 5 vehicles, impounded 2 vehicles, and confiscated 2 9-millimeter semi-automatic weapons. You guys are allowed to do all that? That's all legal?
No, what you're reading there is a joint operation that occurred with local law enforcement.
Oh, they were along for the ride?
Correct. There was it was basically a joint operation between our agency and theirs.
Why did they need you?
We were brought in by management. We were actually the initiating agency. And we contacted the sheriff's office for assistance in going in and getting law enforcement powers on property.
Okay. Now, let's walk through this step by step. A landlord or somebody who owns a property which is out of control hires your unit. You go there and you bring in guys with guns, big guys, mean guys, well-trained guys. I know you have an extensive training program they have to go through. And what's your first step?
The first step is, the client has to qualify. That's the first and foremost beyond anything. And to do that, we do a threat assessment on the property. And once we find out that there's an escalation of violent crime on the property, then the client will go on a waiting list for as soon as we can service them. From that point on, it goes into a three-phase system. The first one, which is some of the video that you've seen, is the clean-out phase. And that usually lasts 2 to 3 days, maybe a week. And that's where we target the outside dealers, people that don't live on property. The external element. From that, we move on to the inner phase, the second and third phase, which is networking the kids, getting to know the kids, doing a lot of what we call child bonding. Stickers, football, we play basketball with them and build a relationship with the kids. And through that, we're able to go in and start getting to know the parents and actually become part of the fiber of the family unit.
And what's the third one?
Is the family bonding. Once we get into, we
okay, the kids are the second and the families are the
right.
Third.
We actually use the kids as the weakest link.
All right. Now I want you to think about this because we're going to take a break, but we're going to hold you over and you come back. I'm on the property. Okay. I'm visiting my girlfriend or whoever. Your guys come up and say, I want to see your ID if you live here. And I say, I'm not going to show you anything. I want to see what your response would be. Okay. We'll be back in a minute for that. And then Eli Wallach will join us to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly in the world of show business. We'll be right back.